Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
We're back on Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Find us every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Rumble, Rockfin, and my Twitter /X. That's at Garth Goldsmith.
You think this is just limited to TikTok? Get your head out of your ass.
Right.
You guys are smart who are watching this right now. You know. And then here's what Thomas Massey says about if it provides services to distribute, maintain, or update such foreign adversary-controlled applications by means of a marketplace, an online mobile application store, through which users within the land or the maritime borders of the United States may access, maintain, or update such application, providing internet hosting services. Also, as part of this, VPN services, like if you're using VPNs, would be a problem. Here's what Massey says. If you think this isn't a Trojan horse and will only apply to TikTok and foreign adversary social media companies, then contemplate why someone thought it was important to get a very specific exclusion for their internet-based business written into the bill. As he just held up, the term covered company does not include the entity that operates a website, desktop application, mobile application, or augmented, or immersive technology application whose primary purpose is to allow users to post product reviews, business reviews, or travel information in reviews. Isn't that hilarious?
It's weird, too. Just
such a weird carve-out.
Just Yelp.
Just New York Times?
TripAdvisor?
And like their Wirecutter website or something like that?
No, specifically saying to review products and businesses and services, which is like, yeah, Trustpilot. And things like that's weird. Like,
yeah.
Why do they only think it's okay for us to review products?
Gary Cushing in our chat says you need to look at what's in the full bill. As they scream TikTok, as always, redacted is ahead of the curve on this on the idiot mainstream media. Thank you for always showing what's behind the curtain on this bill. Oh, it gets worse, Gary, but thank you for saying that. Because their argument again, they want you to focus on China. I don't care whatever you feel about China. That's irrelevant here. It's what's written in the bill and what powers it gives to the United States government. Forget TikTok and forget China.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And later in the, maybe tomorrow, I will crack open that book about the fake China threat that was published by, I believe, the Independent Institute. Very slim volume, similar to how the West brought war to Ukraine. And we'll start reading passages from that in our Fight for 15. We'll bring that back. Can't do it tonight because we're going to be so full up on stuff. And I really, really appreciate all of you believing in freedom and seeing some of the things that aren't being mentioned here. One of the big elephants in the room is the very, very obvious point that needs to be stressed, that they have agreed to run by the Constitution, and the Constitution explicitly does not allow this. It prohibits precisely this. If there is anything in the past 20 years that could come to people's mind to say, hey, guess what? You not only don't have this power, you are verboten from doing this. You are forbidden from doing this. It's this. Let's get the word out. There's even more, my friends, even more. Let's go back to Glenn Greenwald and what he had to say about this as we got to see Representative Kathy, so-called Representative Kathy McMorris, offer her ridiculous nonsense from the Republican side of things here. Check this out. Oh, man. This is Glenn Greenwald doing a good job. I believe he did this on Friday.
We don't want to, like, ban corporations. We don't want to ban free speech. And TikTok very effectively has reached me with their ads now. They've got, like, this cute little nun that's doing a bunch of good works that she needs TikTok to do that. Have you seen that? She's got there's another one. We're talking about a neurosurgeon who lost his son in a drunk driving accident, and he's been able to reach people so that trying to make it – I mean, they're very smooth and sort of – I don't know if it's conniving, but is this the CCP tugging on my heartstrings to allow TikTok to remain, so that we don't do anything about it?
Well, just because they say it doesn't make it true. And they are collecting massive amounts of data, 170 million users that are on TikTok. This is how China...
Collecting massive amounts of data, as opposed to what? Maybe he could have gotten James Clapper on and asked James Clapper a question that, oh, I don't know, over 10 years ago, Ron Wyden asked him. How about that? That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, Republican of Washington, representing what? Representing oppression, tyranny, authoritarianism, egotism, hubris, and every other possible adjective or defining term we could use for a person who wants to stop you from engaging your free will. And then fatuously comes up with these terms and expressions of the Chinese are collecting the data. The Chinese will collect, they'll propagandize people, Mr. Congressman, with your eye patch on and your heroics that you get praised for because you were overseas in a military operation that was unconstitutional and you were already breaching your oath. Mr. Crenshaw is a criminal. Mr. Crenshaw is engaging in criminal activity and trying to smooth it over like icing on a poison cake. He's disregarding major things that should be like thunderclouds in the sky approaching. As they said in Wizard of Oz, there's going to be a twister, and we're not going to be able to click our heels three times and just go home. We're stuck in this. Let's continue as Glenn nailed it.
This is how the CCP operates, and they are you?
Okay, this is how the CCP operates. They collect enormous amounts of data about their users. Now, just let's stop for a second and examine this. Obviously, this is how the U.S. government operates as well. The U.S. government collects enormous amounts of data about American citizens every single day. Not only that, this is the reason why this argument has never made any sense, that the Chinese needed to invest in a new social media app, invest billions of dollars in it, build it up over years, promote it, build it into this very popular app in order to spy on the American public with regard to how they use their computers, when we all know that not only do Facebook and Google and the other big tech American-based giants collect all that, it's also then sold on the open market. The Chinese don't need to create a social media app to lure Americans to use it to spy on them. They can go buy all this data about our browsing history and everything else that we do online on the open market. In fact, here's NBC News and a report that we covered in July of 2023. Quote, U.S. government buys data on Americans with little oversight, report finds. The report published by the Office of Director of National Intelligence offers fresh insight into how U.S. intelligence agencies have capitalized on the widespread availability of for-purchase data about Americans. And we reported on this, and what the U.S. security state was doing was buying, and is buying, enormous amounts of invasive data about the online behavior of American citizens that they would be prohibited constitutionally from collecting on their own absent a search warrant. In other words...
Whoa. Yeah. I'm going to stop it right there. Okay, there we go. That's better. Now, I want to turn real quick, everybody, over to the chat. And I have really appreciated the chat so many times because we get to mix in on Liberty Conspiracy opinions of people that I do believe are part of a very, very good group. And I want to turn right now to the Rockfin chat because there's an exchange there. And I hope you guys don't mind me mentioning this, but I really want to bring this in and get this out to people who might just be listening and not watching online. Angus Mustang said, I don't think we could get the numbers to change this. Too many, because Thomas said, when are people going to rise up? And he says, too many sheeple can't get involved. They have to keep tabs on Taylor Swift. And Tom says, oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, they can go down. They can anyway. Then Angus says, I actually heard a woman on a plane the other day. She can't take the news anymore, so she follows what Taylor and Travis are doing. And Angus says, I wanted to turn around and smack her, but we were on a Boeing. and I was afraid any quick movement will cause the plane to fall out of the sky. That was classic. Excellent, excellent. JB, thanks for being there. Angus, you guys rock. You are the guys and gals that I love. I like it. Oh, man, I like our... Yes, yes, I am from the belly of liberalism, New England. So true, so true. New Hampshire just sold out. Absolutely disgusting. Now, let's continue some of this coverage, everybody, because there's even more that I want to give to you, okay? So if we're looking at this TikTok ban thing, here's a little bit more from Thomas Massie and this exclusion. I want to reiterate this. If you think this isn't a Trojan horse and will only apply to TikTok and foreign adversary social media companies, again, that definition is completely useless. It's something that they bandy around and people just blithely accept it. Oh, they're foreign adversaries. Continue to repeat. Continue to repeat. Yep, continue to repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. Then contemplate, says Massie, why someone thought it was important to get a very specific exclusion for their internet-based business written into the bill. Exclusion. The term covered company does not include an entity that operates a website, desktop application, mobile application, or augmented or immersive technology application whose primary purpose is to allow users to post product reviews, business reviews, or travel information and reviews. Well, isn't that just special? Again, to quote the church lady. Right, Thomas? You're nailing it, man. And don't forget that, of course, if you try to, if you try to put political terminology into some of your reviews, like let's say you decide, well, this is a product review website and the product is what the government puts out. No, they're not going to let you do that. No, that's verboten. Not going to happen. Okay. Now, let's get a little something here. Imagine believing TikTok is a greater threat to your privacy than this one. And here's a face you might remember.
But I saw something wrong, and I saw basically the government was violating the law and what I believe to be the Constitution of the United States and more broadly human rights for everyone in the United States and around the world. There were domestic surveillance programs. There were mass surveillance programs that worked internationally. Basically, everything that they could monitor, they were monitoring. And so they did this, and this became a mass surveillance program called Stellar Wind, which they said was supposed to monitor the phone calls and internet communications, emails, and things like that of everybody in the United States and around the world who they could get access to for links to Al-Qaeda. Because if you remember, in the wake of the September 11th attacks, they were saying, we thought there could be sleeper cells of Al-Qaeda that were just, you know, peppered all throughout the country and they were going to spring up at any moment. Of course, like weapons of mass destruction, it just didn't exist. It was all a power grab. But on that basis, they started doing this in secret. And it was completely unconstitutional. It was completely illegal, even under the very loose requirements of the Patriot Act. But they did it for so long that they got comfortable with it. And they thought, this is a really powerful capability. What if we started using this for stuff that was other than terrorism? Because it wasn't finding any terrorists, because there weren't any terrorists in this context that they were looking for them. Whether we're talking about Bush, right, whether we're talking about Obama, or whether we're talking about Trump now, all these guys were okay with a constantly growing surveillance state because they're the ones whose hands were on the lever at the time. They got to aim it. They got to use it. And that we were constructing a system of turnkey tyranny. And even if you trust that to Obama, you never know whose hand is going to be on that key next. And all they have to do is turn it. And there's nothing we can do to stop it.
Well stated. Good stuff from Edward Snowden over in Russia right now. Because, of course, you know, he's just part of that giant Russian propaganda modus operandi that is, of course, the big threat to our liberty. Just keep paying your taxes. Enjoy April 15th, and remember that now, Dab Pilkey. Let's turn back to Redacted and get some more on this, more coverage from Redacted. Excellent stuff from Clayton and Natalie Morris. Here is a little bit more about those evil Chinese monitoring us and spreading information. Oh, my goodness, how could that possibly be when people voluntarily can take TikTok, but, of course, you're paying the retirement of James Clapper right now.
right here. Rand Paul says this: reactionaries who want to ban TikTok claim the data can't be secured because the algorithm is in China. Not true, he says. The truth is the algorithm runs in the U.S. in Oracle Cloud with their review of the code, not in China. Maybe we should examine the facts before committing violations of the First and Fifth Amendments.
How about you don't commit violations of the First and Fifth Amendments, Rand? How about that? You don't even have to consider whether China is getting the data or anybody else is getting the data. There's nothing, 00000 in the U.S. Constitution that allows for this to happen, regardless of the rationale. So all that other stuff that he puts in there is true, but irrelevant. Because it's the First and Fifth Amendments that are relevant. And it's also the Sixth Amendment and the Eighth Amendment, because you're taking property without trial. Let's continue.
And he says, they want to ban TikTok because it's owned by China. Not true. 60% of the company is owned by the United States international investors. 20% is owned by the company founders. 20% is owned by company employees, including over 7,000 Americans. The CEO of TikTok is from Singapore, not China. So ask yourself why they keep repeating this lie to you.
Again, a very good point. It is a lie. But again, accepting the argument on that level accepts their predicate, which is that they have any constitutional or moral authority to do so. If you're playing on those terms and you're refuting those terms, that's fine. But it's extremely important, Rand Paul, to point out that that is not really relevant to the actual question of whether Congress can do this according to the oath that you guys take. All of that other stuff becomes a deflection, a diversion from the real crime that's happening. You can't make the argument, even if it were 100% owned by China, that they can do this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yes, it's good to refute their claims, but in so doing, you don't want to tie yourself to the erroneous assumption that if they could prove their case on those other terms, they have the power to do anything. They don't.
Scare you. And then he released this just shortly, a few minutes ago, just after the passage of this bill. Now, remember, he's in the Senate, of course, so he gets to vote no on this when it hits the Senate floor. He says, my statement on the House TikTok ban. The passage of the House TikTok ban is not just misguided overreach. It's a draconian measure that stifles free expression, tramples constitutional rights, disrupts the economic pursuits of millions of Americans. With an iron fist, Congress dictated an unrealistic and narrow path for divestment, right? Breaking apart this company and selling it, effectively banning TikTok and ignoring its substantial investments in data security. This act is not securing our nation. It's a disturbing gift of unprecedented authority to President Biden and the surveillance state that threatens the very core of American digital innovation and free expression. So could this be why a huge number of posts that have been flagged and taken down have nothing at all to do with China? I find it very curious. So what's going on here? In fact, many users reporting that their posts are being removed or taken down if they're anti-Israel or anti-U.S. government posts. I find that interesting. So China is controlling TikTok, taking down, like,
pro-Israel or anti-Israel.
Anti-Israel, anti-American surveillance state posts. Why would China do that? It's very curious, isn't it? In fact, this week, our very own TikTok account, speaking from experience, was banned. Why was it banned? When we logged in logging in earlier this week, our team received this message. You know why? Because we posted evidence on how Israel stood down its IDF soldiers on October 7th. So here's one of the posts that was flagged. They struck three posts of ours about Israel, and then they banned our account. Oddly, it had nothing to do with China. So that's one of the posts that they flagged there.
And I'm curious about that. Do you think that they started to do that because they wanted to prepare and win over some of the American politicians? And by the way, again, when I'm talking about Rand Paul's argument and I say that they don't have the power to do that, I'm speaking on two levels. Again, on the constitutional level, they swear oaths to uphold. They swear that they will not do that because there are their rule books, right? It's their rule book. But on a logical, moral, philosophical level, even the Constitution is not authoritative over you or me or anybody. A group of people signing a piece of paper that says there will be this machine that can operate and crush anybody if they just adjust the rules of the machine, or if they even just use it as a beard and pretend to go by the rules of the machine. No, it doesn't work that way. You require my volition, and you haven't gotten it even for the Constitution. I am an individual entity. Other people saying that a piece of paper that was signed over 200 years ago applies to me doesn't make it so. I'm an anarchist. I'm an individual. Period. There is no arguing with that. There's no way to get around it. It's just the truth. And as many times as people want to try to skirt the truth, you always come back to the individual. That's why there's no such thing as public health. There's no such thing as the public defense or the general welfare or anything, because it's always individuals, and we have a right to decide what's good for our friggin' lives. That's it. Period. No argumentation can counter that. Because doing so, in attempting to do so, is an attempt to usurp the rights of your neighbor, and that is universally unacceptable and inapplicable, because it'll happen to you. Right? You got it. If you're in a philosophy class, and I've been in many philosophy classes in front of many students, this is just the way it always goes. It always goes this way. But the politicians don't want you to think like you're in a philosophy class. They don't want you to think morally. They want you to think in the aggregate. They want you to think under normalcy bias and the terms they give you, like China's an adversary. Really? When was I molested by China? When did they demand my frigging money or put me in jail? When do they tell me that I can't buy a house unless I'm going to give the town some money? Amazing. When did they start sending weapons to Israel on my dime to kill people I've never met?
China is no friend to Israel, of course. Very curious. It's also very curious why recently the head of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, was caught on leaked audio slamming TikTok as a major threat to Zionism. I'm not saying they're connected. I just think it's curious. He didn't need to be caught on leaked audio, though, slamming TikTok, because he did it publicly right on MSNBC to the parrots at MSNBC. And listen to Mika Brzezinski, like, shaking her head in agreement with him.
We need to talk about TikTok. TikTok, if you will, is the 24/7 news channel of so many of our young people, and it's like Al Jazeera on steroids, amplifying and intensifying the anti-Semitism and the anti-Zion with no repercussion.
That incredibly deceitful guy from the IDF, again, like I said, parroting the same sort of absolute drivel and poison that I used to hear from so many of the Zionists at Boston University when I was there as a libertarian guy trying to talk peace, trying to talk truth, and they just would treat the Palestinians as if they were just beasts of burden. Thanks for listening to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced that he will resign from the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A judge in Georgia had ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case if Wade was removed. Senator Bernie Sanders is proposing a bill to implement a four-day work week in the U.S. If enacted, the legislation would gradually reduce the threshold for overtime pay from 40 hours to 32 over 4 years. The 32-hour work week act aims to safeguard employee wages and benefits to prevent any loss in pay. Chicago tops the list as the best destination in the U.S. to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this Sunday. That's per tripping.com. Boston and Philadelphia follow closely in second and third place. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
We're back on Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Find us every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Rumble, Rockman, and my Twitter /X. That's at Guard Goldsmith. Yes, indeed. That gets me jazzed up, my friends. And the way they bring it in and up the tempo. Man, oh, man, oh, man. What a great tune. Very, very good stuff. Gosh, man. I can't even imagine what it'd be like to see him live. Man, oh, man. Edwin Starr, what a voice. It's like Tom Jones, you know, the voices that can crack concrete. Amazing stuff. All right, let's get right to it. I want to go first over to more from antiwar.com. Let's check this one out. Let me see. Where is it? Okay. Okay, so here we go. We've got this one. U.S. sending cluster ammunition to Ukraine. Yes. I know. You're saying, where do they get that money? Well, you see, they are going to find it any way they want. Dave DeCamp writes this. The White House announced the new package despite the lack of new funding for the so-called non-U.S. non-proxy war. In other words, the proxy war. The White House announced on Tuesday that the U.S. is sending a new, brand spanking new, polished up, $300 million arms package, $300 million arms package to Ukraine that includes more cluster bombs, you know, that are not supposed to be used, which are notorious for killing and maiming civilians. The arms package is the first for Ukraine to be announced since December 27th. Oh, it's been that long? Well, that was their Christmas gift, you know. As the Pentagon has said, they got to play with their toys, right? Now they need more. As the Pentagon has said, it's out of money to replenish weapons that have been sent to Ukraine, and Congress hasn't authorized more. Yeah, so U.S. officials claim that the new weapons package is being paid for using savings in the U.S. Army's budget. I know, maybe you're scratching your head, too. I scratched my head so much I lost all my hair. Savings, you say? What? Savings? Yes, again, let's just remind you of this story that we discussed last night. I made sure I put this up there so I could bring it back, because we don't want to lose some of this information. Pentagon says it needs $10 billion to replace weapons it sent to Ukraine. That from the 11th. I know, they seem to be talking cross purposes. Well, they do anything they want. The Pentagon needs $10 billion to replace weapons in U.S. military stockpiles that have already been sent to Ukraine, a Defense Department official has told Politico. The $60 billion President Biden is seeking includes funding to replenish U.S. military stockpiles. The Senate has approved the spending, which is part of a $95 billion foreign military aid bill, but it's unclear if the House will bring it to the floor for a vote. Oh, I think they'll bring it to the floor for a vote. I think so. Yeah. Let's see. What other little items are kind of big that we want to discuss? Well, of course, there's this one. Get ready. U.S. troops depart for mission to build Gaza port. Yes. Four U.S. Army vessels carrying about 100 American troops, unconstitutionally, departed Virginia on Tuesday with equipment to build a temporary port on Gaza's coast, AFP reported. Yeah, okay, now that's just that part, rolling from Ukraine into the fact that they are already massively in debt. And don't forget, every 6 months, they add another $1 trillion to the debt. We'll talk about the economy in just a little bit. Some great stuff from Pete St. Ange and another PhD in economics, who is actually a pretty good one. And, yeah, it's interesting that they should be doing this. According to a report from the Jerusalem Post, the idea to build the port actually came from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, why would that be? As he blocks food, he wants a port to bring in food. That's strange, isn't it? Isn't that peculiar? Isn't that queer? That sure is a queer thing. It's almost like perhaps he's doing something to buy some time. It's almost as if, oh, I don't know. Perhaps I'm not sure. But you better not say anything. You better not say anything at all. In fact, let's go back to Norman Finkelstein, yes, on the empty time-buying non-help of Biden's Gaza port project. By the way, that's in Article 8500 of the Constitution, as I laid out last night. And if you missed the show last night, I went through all of the invisible Constitution, all 10,000 provisions of the U.S. Constitution that I know, you're not reading it in your copy of the Constitution. You know, come on. Why don't you trust the government to tell you what's in there? It's totally cool. The judges will decide for you, and they'll make it up, too. Let's go with Norm Finkelstein talking about the United States. Now we know it was Netanyahu's idea. And, oh, how about the head of the EU? Let's check it out, my friends. Here he is. And by the way, as I mentioned, oh, hold on a second. I got to do one thing here. Where's my controller? That's right. Okay. Yeah, I got to go back because I combined all these cool things. All right, here we go. Yes, very good. Whew. Good thing. I've got so many things all tied up here. Here we go.
President Biden has turned the Gaza genocide into a photo op for himself. Ursula von der Leyen was one of the key supporters of the genocide, is now trying to clear her name. She's a bona fide war criminal. It's not for no reason that Claire Daly in the European Parliament calls her Frau Genocide, or as I prefer to call her, the Nazi princess. And let's get down to the facts. There's no problem with getting food and medicine to the periphery of Gaza. There are hundreds of trucks which are ready to go in. It doesn't change anything one whit if there is a floating pier on the water periphery of Gaza. That's not the problem. The problem is getting the food and the medicine from the periphery to the people. And Israel is blocking that. It's blocking it both physically and also by its continued indiscriminate bombing to terrorize the civilian population. There's something truly sickening when the President of the United States turns the martyrdom of the people of Gaza into an election year photo op. He's trying to recreate the Berlin airlift of 1948.
So right. And just to reiterate something that we mentioned at the beginning of the program, everybody, there is even more very troubling information out of Israel. So let's give that to you. You might have seen antiwar.com reported on this. Five more people have been killed at, you got it, the Israeli-Gaza border because Israel bombed another food distribution process. Israel bombs food distribution center in Gaza, killing five. This came out just today. This is the third time in 2 weeks, I believe. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, food distribution center in Gaza. Didn't I just read a story about this? Well, this is another story about this. Was hit by an Israeli airstrike, killing five. The bombing of the facility is the latest in a series of Israeli attacks on food distribution in Gaza. The Israeli military operations in Gaza and restrictions on aid entering the Strip have placed hundreds of thousands of Palestinians on the brink of starvation. Witnesses, Gazan health officials, and the UN reported that Israel attacked the UNRWA warehouse in Rafah on Wednesday, killing five people, including one UNRWA worker. Now, I don't know about you, but I thought the United States was signed on to that unconstitutional agency. Are they going to say anything about this? Remember when Jen Psaki was at the White House and she was talking about cluster bombs and how that might possibly be a war crime if Russia used cluster bombs?
I am very humbly asking if you could chip in $5, $10, or even $25. I know.
That obviously means that.
Oh, no, we're embarrassed. We screwed up. Our warehouse is overloaded with survival food kits, but our mess is your.
No lies.
All right. Now let's go back in time a little bit, switch back to Ukraine. Check this out from Russell Brand, who has a memory and has a few things to say.
Aspects of it, but aspects of the story you're going to love. Now that we live in extraordinary times where the Pope cannot talk about peace without receiving attacks from the establishment. Let's have a look at this in a little more depth.
Even so, many public figures have spoken out on the matter. Ukrainian President Zelensky, without specifically naming Francis, alluded to the white flag in his video. The message was published a day after the Pope's interview.
Russian murderers and torturers do not go deeper into Europe, only because they're stopped by Ukrainians with weapons in hand and under the blue and yellow flag. In Ukraine, there used to be many white walls of houses and churches that are now scorched and ruined by Russian weapons.
Zelensky thanked Christians.
As opposed to the houses in the Donbass that his government destroyed, the people that his government slaughtered. The churches they've shut down, the people they've arrested without trial, you know, that sort of thing. And they were doing that before the Russians entered. We'll continue.
and Muslims for their presence since the beginning of the war. But he added a few words that could be addressed to Francis.
I thank all Ukrainian chaplains who are with the Army and the Defense Forces. They are on the front line, protecting life and humanity, supporting with prayer, conversation, and deeds. This is what the Church does, being with the people, not 1,500 miles away, somewhere virtually mediating between someone who wants to live and someone who wants to destroy you.
What happened in that country when there was a proposed treaty or peace deal between Putin and Zelensky, then Boris Johnson, presumably at the behest of his partners in the American military-industrial complex globalist state machine, scuppered that proposal for peace. That could have ended this madness a couple of years ago. Have any of us, who has benefited primarily? Have Russia benefited in the intervening years? Have Ukraine benefited in the intervening years? Has BlackRock benefited in the intervening years? Have Raytheon? Have Boeing? Who has benefited? Let me know in the Rumble chat right now, and let me know why it's so difficult to have those conversations in legacy media spaces.
In Ukraine, the Vatican representative in the country was invited to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to discuss the Pope's statement. From the government, they expressed their disappointment and said that Francis should appeal to the aggressor and not to the victim. Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin also spoke out in an interview. He said the appeal of the Pope does not refer only to Ukraine, but to both sides.
And it obviously would have to, wouldn't it? Because we're talking about conflict, and you have to ultimately, to bring about peace, appeal to both sides. And I suppose, yes, it could be considered that Russia are the aggressor. As we are continually told, it's an unprovoked attack. But when you hear about the actions of NATO in the preceding years, when you hear about CIA involvement in the 2014 coup, those ideas, the idea that this is an unprovoked conflict, seems more difficult to appreciate, to continue to believe. And perhaps most significant when you're talking about advocacy for peace is the fact that Putin has nuclear weapons and has once again said he will use them. They're ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty or independence is threatened. He's confirming, of course, to Russia, issuing another blunt warning to the West just days before an election in which he's all but certain to secure another six-year term. Putin said that in line with the country's security doctrine, Moscow is ready to use nuclear weapons in case of a threat to the existence of the Russian state. In an apparent reference to NATO allies that support Kiev, he also declared that nations that say they have no red lines regarding Russia should realize that Russia won't have any red lines regarding them either. I think that's something that should be contemplated. Don't you? Let me know in the chat. Seems to me like a pretty significant component to this story, the potential to escalate it further. And, of course, it seems now that cluster bombs, which have always been regarded as a red line, are being deployed, at least sent, to Ukraine for, you know, use in this conflict. $300 million arm package is on its way now, in spite of the fact that not long ago, Jen Psaki, in her former and extremely distinct role as a White House spokesperson, said that cluster bombs, when used by Russians, though, when used by Russians, constitute a war crime.
There are reports of illegal cluster bombs and vacuum bombs being used by the Russians. If that's true, what is the next step of this administration, and is there a red line for how much violence will be tolerated against civilians in this manner that's illegal and potentially a war crime?
It would be. I don't have any confirmation of that. We have seen the reports. If that were true, it would potentially be a war crime. Obviously, there are a range of international fora that would assess that. So certainly we would look to that to be a part of that conversation.
Amazing.
So
amazing.
In a sense, there is no...
Just incredible. It's totally situational ethics, completely situational ethics. And so now let's go back to Twitter/X. And check out a little something here that will remind us that perhaps in the future, if you speak out against any of this stuff, then you too could be in a bit of trouble, and perhaps your platform could also be in trouble. Last American Vagabond, of course, doing great stuff. Ryan and the gang over there, they posted this. Get ready for a surge of pro-Zionist censorship, this time with entire websites being banned, blocked, or taken down entirely TikTok ban. And then he has reposted, TikTok ban bill passes House with both Democrats and Republican support. There is no right and left. There is only Zionist and anti-Zionist. There is only the state, illegitimate power, and freedom. There is only evil and your choice of good. So there it is again, folks, and let's go to this wonderful vote. Here we are. There it is. Republicans, Democrats, independent totals, and that was the vote. 197 to 29. So there you go. That is a wonderful, wonderful piece of progress for the future. Even as, of course, if you want to criticize Israel killing five people in the UN food area, you could get in a heck of a lot of trouble. Now, want to move on to some other major, major items. So let's talk right now about Haiti and get some information about what's going on in Haiti, because I think this is fairly important stuff. Make sure I've got this all rolling for you. And I think I've got it. Let me just get to the Haiti information here. I think I got it. Yes, I do. Okay, so going to bring this one up for you from, let me see here. I think I've got this. Do I have it? Let me make sure I've got it. Yes, I've got it. Okay, so this is what's happening in Haiti. And let me show that to you right now. Hold on a second here. Got to get the tech going right here. All right. Okay, here we go. Now, as I mentioned here, meanwhile, in the tiny nation the U.S. has pushed around for 100 years, we've got this.
Further into chaos, after over a week of some of the worst violence the country has seen, the Prime Minister of Haiti overnight announcing his plans for resignation, releasing this video statement, urging calm for the people of Haiti, saying he and his team will resign after the transitional consul is created. The resignation coming the same day leaders of the Caribbean nations held an emergency meeting over the crisis in Jamaica. U.S. Secretary of State Antony...
I think they don't mean that there's a crisis in Jamaica. They held a meeting in Jamaica over the crisis, but, you know, that's just poor writing and reporting. But we'll continue.
Lincoln flew down to meet with the leaders, saying earlier Monday that Haitians cannot wait any longer for a path to security, stability, and democracy.
In other words, Haitians can't wait for the United States to go back in and reestablish a new puppet dictator there.
What we've seen in recent days, again, should remind us that the already challenging and difficult security situation is now deteriorated even further.
Instability has worsened in Haiti since the 2021 assassination of then Prime Minister.
You got it. Ariel Henry took over after the assassination of Prime Minister Jovenel Moïse in 2021. I should have a small T on that. Ariel Henry took over after the assassination of Prime Minister Jovenel Moïse in 2021. Who, by the way, was suspected of being killed by Colombian mercenaries hired by people tied to the United States government. I know, you're shocked. Yes, I know you're shocked after all the good things the United States has done for Haiti. I mean, you know, what other wonderful things could we ever ask for, right? Of course, they've got to do more good stuff for Haiti. So let's get to some of that information about Haiti, shall we? Let me make sure I've got this all tied for you. Of course, the first blush action we might want to mention has to do with the Clinton Foundation. Don't forget this one. January 29th, 2010. We're just going to go back a little bit here. Clinton friend Laura Silsby and child trafficking in Haiti. I know, the Clinton Foundation. In the first week of February, former President Bill Clinton accepted an expanded role as special envoy for Haiti on behalf of the United Nations to lead the coordination of international earthquake recovery and reconstruction efforts. One of Clinton's first tasks in Haiti, however, was to put out the fire of a child abduction scandal involving American citizens. Now, that is in addition to, everybody, That is in addition to the fact that the United States, that the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, did not really build houses there or help people in Reconstruction. They pocketed the money, as you can see from that wonderful picture of Hillary Clinton, and the Clinton Cash book there goes into some of this. January 29th, 2010, less than 3 weeks after the earthquake, Haitian authorities arrested 10 U.S. Baptist missionaries for attempting to take 33 children. I wonder why it's 33 by bus across the border into the Dominican Republic without proper documentation. A week later, the missionaries were charged with child kidnapping and criminal association, while the missionaries claimed good intentions and ignorance of Haitian laws. Thanks for listening to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. In the course of a month, President Clinton brokered the release of all the missionaries, except for the group leader, Laura Silsby. The government of Haiti was sticking on that. Suspicions about Silsby's intent to smuggle or traffic the children to the Dominican Republic further increased when, on March 19, 2020, Silsby's legal advisor, Jorge Torres Puello, an American Dominican living in the Dominican Republic as a fugitive, was arrested and accused of human trafficking. U.S. authorities revealed that Torres Puello was, quote, linked to a network that trafficked in Haitian and Central American children and was wanted in the United States, El Salvador, and Costa Rica. So again, if you want to flag this part of the video for people, if they want to get this information, good stuff. You can always review this, whatever. This is at the ClintonFoundationTimeline.com, ClintonFoundationTimeline.com. Hillary has a long history of interest in Ms. Silsby. WikiLeaks emails dating back till at least 2001 have found in her archives discussing Laura's NGO. Laura had claimed she planned to build an orphanage in the Dominican Republic, but authorities in the country said she never submitted an application for this purpose. Thanks for listening to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. And remember, find us every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on Rockfin, Rumble, and my Twitter /X at Gard Goldsmith, and visit my Substack, the Gardner Goldsmith Substack. Be seeing you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.